Now I would invite you to take your Bible and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. This is our warrant for coming to the Lord's table. And we find the Apostle Paul puts great stress on inspiration. The Lord's table wasn't some theory or notion of his own. He was given it from the Lord himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Amen. And we know the Lord would bless the public reading of his word to our hearts. Once again, God has given us the great privilege of gathering at his table. And remember, it is his table and it is the Lord's Supper. We read in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 20, when we come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat, is it not to eat the Lord's Supper? So we have gathered at the Lord's table. It's the Lord's Supper. And the Lord's Supper, first of all, reveals to us the sovereignty of the Savior. Our Savior is absolutely sovereign. We were reading there at verse 23, 1 Corinthians 11, For I have received of the Lord. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and there we have these words recorded for us, where it tells us, verse 57, But thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the one that we're meeting and remembering now is the Lord. That's his heavenly title. He's the Lord of glory. Some well-meaning people sometimes talk about the man upstairs. He's not the man upstairs, beloved. He's the Lord. The Lord of heaven, the Lord of glory. And when we think of him this morning, we rejoice as we assemble now that, number one, we have his presence. We're not meeting without the Savior with us. It's his table, and he's in our midst. He's alongside us. He's meeting with us now, beloved. Oh, if we had eyes anointed with eyesight, that we could see the King. He's with us. We have his provision. It's his table. He has provided the table for us. We read there, we've already mentioned it a moment ago, that it is the Lord's Supper. And we're here for one particular purpose, and that is to remember his passion, remember his death. We are to take bread, we're to break it, we're to do it in remembrance of him. And then in verse 26 he said, For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. So as we sit at the table this morning in obedience to the Lord, showing our allegiance to Christ, we're here in an act of remembrance. We are acknowledging that the Lord's Supper reveals the sovereignty of the Savior. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. He is the sovereign. But the Lord's Supper reflects the unity of the Spirit. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 17, we read there these words, For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Beloved, we're all in the family. We're all members of the family. We're all members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. One flock, one shepherd. What unity? They have the unity of the covenant. Yes, but we have the unity of communion. We're gathered here in harmony today. What a blessing to sit at God's table, just to do what he has told us to do, to be here in obedience. So the Lord's Supper, it reveals the sovereignty of the Savior. The Lord's Supper reflects the unity of the Spirit. but the Lord's Supper requires the purity of the saints. Did you notice verse 28 that we read? And let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Beloved, there's personal preparation for coming to the Lord's table. When I was a teenager, I came to saving faith in Christ. I grew up in the Reformed Presbyterian Church, and there they had preparation classes. We attended those classes for 6 weeks. The members of session examined us. Two of our number were not permitted to go to the Lord's table. They were not Christians. They were not saved. And then there was the Sabbath of preparation, preparing for the table. And so we are those today who are prepared. But you notice there's personal participation. Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat. You see, the devil would suggest, yes, you look in, but you're not worthy. And don't partake in the bread. Don't partake of the wine. Just leave. And how sad it is that many Christians today don't come to God's table. This is the ordinance that God has given to us. We have the place of prayer. We have the Lord's table. We do well to participate of. We are to examine ourselves. We're not to go away. We are to stay. We are to eat the bread and drink the wine in remembrance of our Lord. What a privilege. What a blessing, beloved, as the child of God to come to God's table and to take the bread and say, that bread, it remains bread, but it aids my memory and helps me to focus on the broken body of the Lord Jesus. I look back and I think of what happens at Calvary, and I think of how his body was broken. I think of how his blood was shed. I look in and I examine myself. But then, beloved, I look forward, because one day this bread, this wine will be put away for the final time. We'll not need it, beloved, for we will see him as he is, and we'll sit down at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But until that day, we will occupy till he come. May God bless us today as we are now met in obedience to the Lord. May this be a time of sweet fellowship and communion around God's table.